Welcome to Prairie Street Mennonite Church. I hope as you came in, you picked up the Prairie Street Sings folder, because today we are celebrating and dedicating this new collection of songs. It is for those of you who are listening by the podcast, it is a snowy morning. It's fairly warm, but it was very warm, sticky snow, and so all of the trees are misted, or not misted, covered with a beautiful blanket of snow. So trees that were brown and bare this morning are highlighted above with white. So it's a very beautiful morning, and people are slowly arriving, so we welcome you here. And we welcome you to this place.
The new song folder is a collection of recognizable, well-known hymns that we've done over the years and some new ones. The first one we'll sing is number 5 that was in our previous blue folder, and we kept it for the new blue folder. Number 5, Come All You People.
Call to worship this morning is coming from Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all of the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods, for the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord has made the heavens. Honor and majesty before him, strength and beauty are his sanctuary.
And number 22. We'll start in English and then alternate language, English, Spanish, English, etc. Starting in English, number 22. And those who are able, please stand.
Thank you.
and number 69, In Love You Summon.
For our confession and words of reassurance this morning, I'm going to be reading from 1 John chapter 3, verses 18 through 24. And I'm going to read the entire thing through first, and then give a pause, and then I'll read it through slowly again, and you can insert your confession within that. Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and we will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and we know, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God. And when we receive from him whatever we ask, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this, we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. Little children, let us love not in words or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will assure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. Sisters and brothers, please rise and turn to those around you. And please today don't wander too far, because we were going to sing together a walking song of peace. But turn to your sisters and brothers around you and share the peace of Christ, saying, "The peace of Christ be with you," and responding, "And also with you."
Since we're already up, those who are able can stand for this, please. Turn to number 85. An Adam Tice text, number 85. Let's all sing together on a melody to start. And then the second time, those who would like can switch to the second part, but feel free to just stay with that melody. And the third time, if you'd like, you could add the third line. And after we've sung it a few times, I'll hold up my hand, and that's the cue that we're going to jump to the last time bracket. And the trick is there, the one bar that says repeat until cue, you don't sing that the last time when I hold up my hand. Just follow along and we'll stay together on this.
Thank you. Well, on this snowy Sunday, it's also the first Sunday of the month, and so we invite those who have a birthday in February, or perhaps an anniversary of baptism, or a wedding anniversary, any special day that you would like to be blessed for that. We invite you to come forward, and we will, as a congregation, speak words of blessing over you. And if you have any, if you want to share what your occasion is, or how old you are, or how young you are, old for you, young for you.
That's right.
Yeah, you can share with us as not. Oh, here comes somebody.
Do you want to say how old you're going to be? I'm going to be 10 on February 15th.
All right. Silas is going to be 2 digits, 10. All right. And Scott, I think I heard it's your birthday today.
Is that? It'll be the 18th.
Okay, very soon. All right. What, 61? All right. Do you guys want now? Oh, Jerry is going to be 80. Woohoo! All right. Here, Silas John, you come in here and let's extend hands and pray for these wonderful men and young men. God, you have given us these people to be part of the body of Christ in this place. We thank you for their birth, for their discipleship, and for the ways that they love our community and love our congregation. We thank you for their past year of life, for times hard and for times that were easy. We thank you for those who uplift them, and we pray health and blessing on them in the year ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the children may come forward now for children's time with Tracy Wyrick.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? So I have this basket, so I'm going to pass it around, and if you have anything you want to put in it, you can, and if you don't, you can just put a blessing on that basket. And while we're doing that, or maybe I should wait for it. So for children's time today, I wanted to ask you a question. Have you noticed that we sing a lot in church? Has anybody noticed that? And what I wanted to do is ask you if you had any reasons why you think we sing a lot in church. Who has an idea?
It's another way to pray a God.
It's another way to pray a lot. I like that one. That's one I thought of too. Who has another idea? I'm really patient. I can wait. Does anybody want to take a guess? I don't think there's a wrong answer, by the way. All right, then I'll tell you what I think. I think we sing a lot in church for a lot of reasons. One of them is it helps us remember. Does anybody remember remembering the ABC song? Remember when you were little? A, B, C, D, F, G. Did it help you remember what the alphabet was? I think that in church sometimes we sing to help us remember the Bible. Or some of the things that God says. I think, what is, happens when you, does anybody ever sing? What happens to you, how do you feel when you sing? I think it makes me feel pretty good. And sometimes when I'm feeling bad, sometimes I sing that too. And that's all right too, that helps us to kind of deal with our emotions, right? Do we ever sing songs from other countries in our church or in other languages? Yeah, it helps us to kind of understand or get a taste of what it maybe is like in another country. Let's see, what else? Oh, I know. One of my favorite things that we do when we sing in church is it's something we can do all together, right? So when we pray in church, usually it's one person, and we're all just kind of listening and maybe praying in our hearts. But when we sing together, it's something we do all at the same time. And did you know that even the kids and the adults can do that at the same time? So, a lot of times people ask me, "Hey Tracy, since you do music with kids, can you just do music with kids?" And I say, "Well, I kind of think that kids and adults do it together." So, there's never a time that you can't sing in church. And here's the important thing I want you to remember. I have some words I want to teach you. There's, with music, we can perform music, but we can also participate in music, and they're not the same. Can you imagine what it would be like if you couldn't play basketball unless you're in the NBA? That's kind of silly, right? Right. I mean, when you're really good, when you're a professional, then you might play in the NBA, right? But you don't have to wait until then until you play basketball. It's the same with music. You don't have to wait until you're a professional to sing. We can always do it in church. So, and there's a song that you can sing every week that you know. It has one word. Do you know what it is that we sing every week in church that has one word? And it's super easy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. One word. Everybody can do that, right? All right, so let's say a prayer together. God, thank you for music, and thank you that we don't have to be perfect to do it. Thank you that we can participate in music at home and at church, and that it's a way that we can pray and a way we can remember your words. Amen. All right.
During 2016 and 2017, our musicians met frequently, often on a Monday evening, to prepare an update of the blue music folder that has been in our pew racks. The present one that we've had dated back to about the year 2002, and so it was high time to make a revision. How did we go about this? Well, first we went through the old songs, through the old folder, and we decided which ones were keepers, ones that the congregation knows and loves and wants to keep singing. So we gathered also the songs that were stuck in the back of our hymnals in those little pockets. And this resulted in a collection of about 40 songs. So next we looked out for new songs that would fill out the gaps, particularly ones that were originally in Spanish and from other sources. For example, from the Mennonite World Assembly meeting in Harrisburg, there was a special songbook, and we found a number of songs there that we liked. And we also included some by Adam Tice, who used to worship with us here. So this was very time-consuming, but it was a lot of fun because we got to sing through a lot of songs and make choices. The musicians group included Ben Bauman, who used to be here with us. He's gone now to another place. Kyle and Tracy Wyrick, Ellen Crabill, Laura Miranda, Carolyn Smith, and Ellie Kreider. But when it came down to actually putting it together, Joy Detweiler was the key person, and she prepared all the master copies, which was a big job, and she arranged for the commercial copying, and she oversaw the assembling of the new folders. A number of other people helped in putting the books together. So we're very grateful for that. The new folder has 94 songs, and so we present these to you, to the congregation, and we hope that the new songs and the old songs will continue to enrich our worship Sunday after Sunday. Psalm 91 is a universally loved psalm. The Jewish prayer book recommends that this psalm be prayed every night before retiring to bed. The Christian church has recited it for morning and evening prayers, and at funerals it is widely used in also in casting out demons, in healing services for the sick, and for praying for safety for travelers. a universally loved psalm. In the face of terrors and insecurity, the psalm gives calm assurance of God's protection. And in this psalm, the opposite of fear is not courage, but faith. When we are afraid, when terror and danger confront us, the psalm calls us to rest in the faithfulness of God. So if you will turn now to number 31. This is a beautiful setting of the verses from the psalm. Let's read these verses. Verses 1, 2, and 3 follow the whole psalm. Those who dwell in the shelter of God find their home in love's resting shade. Safe from harm, from temptation and snare, they will trust and will not be afraid. Verse 2, those who dwell in the shelter of God from destruction and death live secure. Though a thousand may fall at their side, they are saved by a grace that is sure. Verse 3, those who dwell in the shelter of God are the people most favored of all. For God's angels keep watch on their paths, that their feet neither stumble nor fall. So these verses are following the psalm very closely. From there on, the psalm speaks in the voice of God, promising God's saving presence and comfort. I think perhaps the poet actually wrote another verse, but the publishers left that one out. The refrain of this song is a soulful response to the psalm verses, expressing the singer's deep longing and delight in communion with God. Now, the music is in a minor key, and that often makes a song sound sad. But in this case, the minor melody contrasts with a strong rhythm and harmony, which conveys a sense of confidence. So this mirrors the message of the psalm. In the face of hardships, the minor key, the psalmist finds strength and courage in trusting God for every danger and risk that we face. May this become a way for us here at Prairie Street to sing our faith, a true prayer of the heart.
We'll sing verse 1 in English, then 1 in Spanish, then 2 and 3 in English, starting in English.
Thank you.
Psalm 88 is dark. It is a lament. The psalmist seems to be on the brink of death, and the fear of death consumes his mind. But despite the sense of abandonment and desperation, the psalm is evidence that the psalmist still is able to cry out to God. And this is all that is left to the psalmist. Our musical setting does not set the actual words of the psalm, but it is a response to the darkness of the words and emotions of the psalm. It is the only psalm in the whole collection that is entirely dark. There's no refrain of hope here. But you know, sometimes that is exactly what we need for our prayers when things seem completely dark. And so the song is a cry, a sigh of response. When life overwhelms us and we have no words to express our sorrow or horror, this song may serve us both to acknowledge our darkest night and in the face of that darkness, to hold on to a cry that the Lord will kindle a fire that will never die away. A fire of hope, a fire of the sense of God's presence and love in spite of everything to the contrary. The melody of the song moves slowly. There's no leaping up or down. And the song doesn't end convincingly. It seems to leave us hanging. What is the number?
82.
Number 82. Would you like to turn to 82? But maybe this smooth movement of the tune helps to express our feelings when we are in darkness and in distress. People sometimes ask why we should sing such a sad song. It's a song of lament. But sometimes we need this song. And then, of course, there's always the possibility that we can sing the song and remember others who are in desperate conditions of health or in danger, in war, in prison, or in storm. And we can sing this song in their voice. Within our darkest night, kindle a fire that never dies away. Psalm 23, this beloved psalm of trust, has two word images for God. God is the caring shepherd, God is a caring shepherd, and God as gracious host. The psalm is entirely personal. My shepherd, my cup, my head, my table. And this is what makes the psalm a universal favorite, this witness to the intimate, caring relationship of the believer with God, the God who walks with us in life and in death, who makes every provision for our needs, who feeds our souls as well as our bodies, who reconciles us with our enemies, and who welcomes us into the house of the Lord forever. Andrew Kreider, a former pastor of this church, wrote this song for us. It's number 19 in the book. He put together the text of Psalm 23 with a refrain based on another psalm, Psalm 56, verse 3. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. With God on my side, what can anyone do? And of course, the New Testament echoes this expression of trust in Romans chapter 8, 31. If God is for us, who can be against us? The opposite of fear here is not courage, it is faith and trust in God, a universal theme in the Psalms. The opposite of fear is faith. The music of this setting is bright and upbeat. Its melody ranges up and down the major scale. The refrain bursts with confidence and joy. In the face of danger, uncertainty, loss, or disappointment, God is faithful. God is worthy of our trust. And we can sing that refrain with abandon. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Number 19.
Those who are able, please stand.
Songbooks. our friends and companions on the Christian journey. The people of God have sung songs from the beginning of time. And today here at Prairie Street, we give thanks for the old songbook being retired after all these years. And I would note that you are invited to take one home, if you would choose to continue its usefulness and service. The old one, yes, the old one, not the new one. So today we celebrate and dedicate a new songbook. We sing as an expression of joy and thanksgiving. The psalmist writes, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hand, I sing for joy." As Ellie has so eloquently pointed out, we also sing in times of uncertainty and distress. The scripture, "I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So today we dedicate these songbooks to the glory of God and for the nourishment of life in this congregation. So I invite you to hold your songbook, to lift your songbook up as we pray. God of glory, your church on earth joins with the choirs of heaven in giving you thanks and praise. May the songs on our lips echo music in our hearts. We are thankful for the gifts of music and song, offering praise and thanksgiving, confession and lament, prayers and petitions. We know that your creative power is the source of every good gift, and today we take delight in the special gift of these songbooks. We give thanks for all who are part of this book, the authors, the composers, the arrangers, the translators, and our own musicians who have assembled this collection and are committed to practice and sharing their talents. Thank you for music that stirs our hearts, instructs our minds, strengthens our spirits, and sets our bodies in motion. Thank you for songs that are familiar in melody and rhythm, and for songs that come from other lands and cultures that open us up to the way your people sing and worship around this world. May this new songbook help us to sing as your gathered people and join in the harmony of all who worship. May this music be used in worship, in outreach, in nurture, in fellowship, and in faithfulness. We consecrate them and our lives to your service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.